I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Against All Odds, an HT Smartcast original, with me, Bose. This show is about extraordinary individuals who have survived impossible challenges. Eventually, they have reached where they wanted to. This show is about passion and persistence.
HT Smartcast.
You are listening to an HT Smartcast original.
In today's episode, I bring to you Ajay Reddy, a middle-class boy from a small town Dharwad in Karnataka. He was heading like a straight arrow with Infosys after engineering. Somewhere midway, his neurons misfired and he took the lesser-traveled path. He went on to become the heritage champion, establishing the company Go Heritage Runs. Ajay was as much ambitious as every other engineering student is. Infosys was his dream job from MNIT Jaipur. But he didn't know that soon he would be jumping off the mothership in the middle of icy waters. 3 years after he joined Infi, he felt sick of coding backend.
And I did ask my manager, well, super manager, that I want something more intellectually challenging. I never would get that. And the manager said a very simple thing, that you are in a services company and this is the kind of work you can expect. You're not going to get any different kind of work. So that time I had made up my mind that I'll not quit Infosys to go into another job.
In his fourth year with Infi, the only reason he was working was to save enough money with overseas projects. He had no idea about what he wanted to do next, but he was certain about what he did not want to do. He had always been very excited about the food industry. High on confidence, he took the decision of starting something around food.
Confidence is a funny thing, right? You can be confident about yourself because of some reasons, or you may be just delusional that, oh yeah, I can do whatever I want in life, right? In my case, I think I did not really have any proof of for having that confidence. But for some reason, I thought that, okay, I can swing it, you know, I can wing it and I can figure it out. That confidence I had in myself. And in some ways, I think it happens with a lot of people who work at big brand companies. They think it is all because of them. We put a whole lot of emphasis on our personal abilities, although it is not really reasonable to do that. A lot of things happen because you are with that brand. It's not really because of you necessarily. So I was also part of that whole cabal. I don't think now that it was a reasonable confidence. It was misplaced. And I did pay the price for it later.
2 years down, he was almost penniless. His partner had drained him. For Ajay, that was a massive disappointment. There was shame in his eyes.
I was feeling like I was stuck, very helpless, because there was no way I could extract the money out of him. I had put in bad money after good money. This person's intention was never to run a business. He was trying to offload a dead business onto me. He was more interested in talking. So that day I was running a bunch of small things which were not even related to each other, you know. So that's a big red flag. If somebody's doing too many things, what are you really doing? So without focus, it shows that you yourself don't believe in it.
Ajay carried with himself some core lessons that he always practiced thereafter.
Take advice from everybody possible. Ideas are not unique. Is it a product that people want and people will pay for? That's a very big question that people don't try to answer. There are so many ideas which are lovely, which are really going to change the world, but they may not be the ideas that people or products that people want to pay for. And learn sales. That's something we never learn when you're in school or college. Or even when you're working, everybody thinks sales is beneath themselves. But sales is the most important thing in the world. Especially if you're running a startup, there's nothing more important than sales.
He managed to distract himself with the startup community in Hyderabad and Hyderabad Runners. He was actively involved with them. Little did he know that this distraction will soon suck him up.
So all these community activities, right, where I've never made any money, have been key catalysts in many ways. I used to be part of Hyderabad startups, and I used to be one of the people who was in the front when the events were happening. So I was sort of a little known in the circles there. In 2009, I also started a website called tripnaksha.com. That was for adventure travel in India. I had written some code which would actually help you map routes. For that, I wanted to network more. And somebody had suggested on the Hyderabad Startups group to go run with the Hyderabad Hash House Harriers, which is a sort of running club. I was running with them, and this NPE manager knew me, and he said, oh, you run and you don't know Hyderabad Runners? How is that possible? So he pointed me to Hyderabad Runners, which was a very nascent group in those days. Because I was showing up regularly and I had this tech background, people basically dumped the tech work to me. That is how it started, and eventually made a society out of the group.
Ajay also caught the bug of adventure travel. His intention behind Trip Naksha was to support his craving and create a resource for other adventurers. His lust for traveling led him to Go UNESCO Challenge.
I came across this post where a lady had posted a photo of a ticket from a World Heritage site. So she asked a simple question, how many have you been to? And that was the trigger for Go UNESCO, where I said, okay, I don't know how many there are such sites, but let me try traveling to all these World Heritage sites. It was like a fun travel project. The goal was to travel to all World Heritage sites in one calendar year, but I did not complete it. It was not authorized by UNESCO. It was just a fun project. It became bigger because more people noticed. A bunch of friends I wrote to, they joined. So it became like this fun thing where people were gathering and they would go to a World Heritage site and post a picture, and you'd get some points. If you visit all the sites, you'd get 1,000 points in total. So the goal was to make those 1,000 points happen.
With all the travels, Trip Naksha took a backseat. With his professional trajectory heading nowhere, he started looking for another job. He was even considering going back to INFI. Desperate for options, he started applying for B schools as well, but after his NH rejection, he gave up. Thanks to his network, he was offered a job by another startup. There, he had a great exposure to activating communities. By then, he was working 16 hours a day between organizing Airtel Marathon and his job.
It was quite intense because none of us had any event experience except for the club runs. Those were simple events, but a city marathon is a different beast altogether. Everybody was learning. So that was also a massive learning period for me because I have dabbled in every aspect of organizing a marathon because of Hyderabad Marathon. Those 3 years, I was a very big part of Hyderabad Marathon and Hyderabad Runners, and I had a job as well. So I was basically working 8 hours for each job almost. A marathon's work doesn't end on the day of the marathon. It goes for nearly 6 months.
Meanwhile, the startup he had joined shut down. Ajay was back to square one. He decided to move to Bangalore away from all the community work that was heading nowhere. He got into a consulting gig with India Hikes. As a chance opportunity, he got a call one day from a friend in Hyderabad Runners.
He one fine day calls up and says, hey, why don't you organize a trip to Hampi for just a close group of people, and we are all runners, why don't you organize all of it and take money from us?
And that was the beginning. Ajay was finally face to face with the realization that activating communities and organizing running events is what comes to him naturally. That is his core strength.
I saw this as something that could satisfy two different things. One was Go UNESCO, because I was working in the field of promoting heritage. It fit really well, and I had sort of experience organizing marathons. So why not combine running with heritage? That was as simple as that. Well, I was distributing flyers in Cubbon Park in Bangalore, and one person asked me, where is Hampi? And that was a shocker to me, because Hampi is a World Heritage Site. There are only 30 of those within India. If people don't know where Hampi is or what Hampi is, it was sort of a shock that, okay, people just don't know anything about our own heritage or what is right next to us. Go Heritage Runs was just a consequence of all those experiences coming together.
After organizing the first heritage run in Hampi, Ajay organized another one in Bidar as the second pilot. He was gathering essential data to decide whether heritage runs was worth pursuing.
People would like to go travel. Local people actually get benefited out of it. And in the meantime, I had done some research online also. So I scoured all these event listing websites, and I saw that there's a massive growth happening. It was better than exponential each year. So I said, okay, this is definitely going to hit boom time. My experience with Hyderabad Marathon also proved that there is an expanding market here. So I said, okay, let me continue doing this at that time. So I said, okay, if I model something with heritage, with travel, with running, and model it as a series, then it might have a different sort of audience which likes to travel and also to run.
Ajay managed to get his first sponsorship from JSW Foundation and repeated the run at Hampi next year. He realized that he must focus on securing sponsors and partners. He was running Pillar to Post to crack some partnership deals. Soon Madhya Pradesh Tourism happened as the first long-term partner. Over the years, Go Heritage Runs has its most popular runs happening in Hampi, Ooty, Panchmadi, Orchha and Bhopal, to name a few. In 2019, Go Heritage Runs broke even and Ajay added international destinations. The last one happened in Cambodia, with more scheduled for 2020. People just keep coming back for more.
We encourage people to come back, right? We are a series, so they know what they're going to get. It's just the place that is different. So we are taken as an excuse to travel by many of our runners also. So we have this thing called the Go Heritage Run Passport. So we give a passport out to every runner, and at each different run, you get a different stamp. So it's like your visa stuck onto your passport whenever you travel. So that keeps people coming back, and we have a Hall of Fame where people who have come to more than four runs get a free run, and then their name is on the website also. The more number of destinations you have, the more number of times a person has the opportunity or the reason to come back to.
He's the first Indian to turn heritage travel into an affair that is fun for family, with running and exploring. With four Indian state tourism boards as partners, the only way ahead is to spread further to other states in India and globally. A long journey to self-realization with all the failed attempts and multiple disappointments, and you will have to judge if Ajay would be this heritage champion today had those failures not happened earlier.
Yeah, every day is what I make of it, you know. It works with my personality. I can experiment, I can try new things. That's golden.
That's it from me. If you know of more such people who have inspired you and wish that I talk about them, do reach out to me at Bose for Leadership. That is Bose numeric for Leadership at Twitter and Instagram, and Shubham Basu on LinkedIn. Alternatively, you can look for the handle at HTSmartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The podcast is available on Spotify, JioSaavn, Google and all your favorite podcasting apps. I will be back next week with a brand new story.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.